Now we are leaving them behind. I hope wherever they are, their spirit will follow us back to Bot Dang. One night, we find shelter in an abandoned hut. We are in the middle of nowhere and are highly vulnerable to a Khmer Rouge attack. The makeshift refuge must house the seven of us and one other family who arrived there before us. The other family consists of a mother, father, and baby. He is sick. His face and feet are swollen, as are hers and their babies. When I see the mother of the other family, I think she is Ma. The woman could be a double for Ma. I want to run to her, talk to her, and hold her, but then I see her husband lying next to her. He is about Pa's age, but the resemblance ends there. I know then she isn't Ma, because she would never be with anyone else other than Pa. I don't dare ask my siblings whether they see the resemblance, too. Watching their eyes, I notice they do not linger on the side of the mother the way I do. Do my brothers and Chu see the resemblance, too? While the family stays on the ground level of the hut, our group moves to the top floor. Before they fall asleep that night, my brothers practice jumping out of the second floor to plan their escape route in case of a Khmer Rouge attack. They leap off in different ways and clear the area of anything that might hurt us when we land. Next, they test the stability of the stairs under pressure and rehearse running up and down them. Chu and I sit and worry about what will happen to us, because we don't think we can jump without breaking our legs. Now that we are together again, I fear something will happen to break us up again. I'm afraid that if there is an attack, I will be left behind. If all of us cannot live, then at least hopefully some will. I know Pa would have wanted it that way. Still, the thought fills me with anxiety. After I am sure my brothers are asleep, I take off my scarf and go to sleep on the ground at the bottom of the stairs. Before we leave the next morning, and when my brothers and sister aren't looking, I grab some of our cooked rice and wrap it up in banana leaves. Downstairs, the woman is awake and breastfeeding her baby. I do not have the courage to talk to her or look at her. Instead, I place the rice near her and leave before she can say anything. Looking back longingly at the hut, I wonder what will happen to them. It does not look like they will be able to leave today with a sick husband and baby. They will probably spend another night alone. Day after day, we push on until I lose count of how many days we have traveled. Every day we walk, only stopping at night to rest. All along the way, I travel with Pa, Ma, Cave, and Gek in my thoughts.